We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. We welcome in Lisa Lanier. She's our official attorney of this program. Every week she joins us for Lawyer Up. Inside several legal cases, she solves them all. One of them today, me and Dave, we got our hackles up here. Angie Harmon versus Instacart. We are firmly on the side of Ms. Harmon.
And I hate to jump in before Ms. I don't want to take Ms. Lanier's time because she's an important woman.
Mm.
She knows the law way better than all four of us put together.
Yes.
But I think both of you, whether Dave, and I'm looking at you, Chris Kelly, we should recuse yourself from this case because you have allowed your personal feelings to run rampant across the facts.
We're Law and Order fans.
Take it to the Oversight Committee. We're on this.
Well, absolutely.
Order.
I should say, Ms. Harmon, this is a legal case. She said, I played a lawyer 10 years, and she's exactly right.
And you watched 10
I
of those
watched
years.
All 10
Prove
years.
It wrong.
Yeah.
And a cop.
She's Rizzoli.
Is she?
Well, she's Isles. Well, I don't know which one she is.
I don't either.
She's one of them.
Rizzoli or Isles. Tuesdays at 8.
Was that the name of it?
Rizzoli or Isles. We're not sure which one.
You tell us.
Lisa Lanier's on the phone. She's a phenomenal attorney here, LanierLawGroup.com. Lisa, let's get into this story. Are you ready to hit the Angie Harmon story?
I am ready. We have a full docket today.
We do. Angie Harmon, who lives in Charlotte, had ordered food or had ordered groceries from Instacart and says that she was on the texting and phone with a woman who was supposed an older woman who was delivering their groceries. So she had no issues. She's had this done many times. She was upstairs mixing bird seed for her bird feeders, as most people do.
She's an animal lover.
Dave says she has squirrels in the house that'll jump on her shoulder from time to time, and that's fine. That's perfectly normal.
Yeah, that's not a metaphor.
Right. Right.
I've seen the pictures.
Right. And she's an animal lover to the point that they have a couple of dogs, one named Oliver. Well, when the Instacart driver, who turned out to be a younger man, not an older woman, delivered the groceries to the front porch, the dogs went after him, according to him. He called 911 and shot one of the dogs, their beloved pet, Oliver, who died. This is the 911 call.
Your dog tried to bite me. I'm sitting here calling y'all. I'm texting y'all. I said, can you please put the dogs up? I'm on the phone with 911 now. So the dogs went off. So I just tried to hurry up and went on the porch, and the dog was trying to bite me. So what am I supposed to do? One of them left. I shot one of them.
Now, there's no video of this. Her Ring doorbell cameras were not active at the time, and so there's no video, no witnesses, but he says the dogs attacked. She says dogs have never attacked anybody, and there was no evidence that he had been bitten. There was no torn clothing, nothing like that, and that he shot these dogs for no reason. Now, the reason she's suing, and by the way, he's no longer on the Instacart platform. They've removed him from that. But the reason she's suing is she was communicating with a woman, and she's like, why didn't the woman deliver these groceries?
What about the idea that he was not a middle-aged woman named Merle?
I think it didn't really hit us until later. And that's when we called Instacart, and they just were like, oh gosh, that's terrible. Well, you know, we'll see what we can do and we'll get back to you. I was like, no, you don't understand. Like, this man was claiming to be, it looked like we were talking to like a middle-aged, slightly older woman named Merle who was talking to me and talking to me about my order. And that's not who showed up at my house.
Okay, so that's why she's suing for $25,000, really as a matter of principle here, to say this was wrong, this should not have happened. Do you think she will win her lawsuit, Lisa Lanier? What do you think about this?
Yeah, you know, I think she probably will. There is a little bit of an issue about, to the extent that some of her claims are based in negligence, quite a few of them, North Carolina is a contributory negligence state. And one thing about the Instacart app, I'm a big fan of Instacart, mm-hmm. and started using it in COVID. And one thing about it is they tell you, you can see they send you all these messages that your food delivery, your grocery delivery is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And they even tell you an exact time. And so there are going to be some people who say, well, why didn't you put your dogs away? You know this guy's or this woman, whoever is coming.
Yeah.
But I think the dogs, from what I understand factually, and it's going to bear out, her teenage daughters, by the way, watched this go down. It was terrible.
Yes.
And so the dogs were barking at him, and I think he overreacted because they said there's not a scratch on this guy. And
right.
You can even hear from the 911 call that they're not attacking him. You know, they're barking at him.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, he had a gun on him, and he just pulled it out of his pants and shot the dog. So I think you're going to see, I mean, they're suing for emotional distress. They're suing for trespassing because he's not the person that had permission to be on a property.
Right.
You know, an old lady named Merle had permission to be on a property.
Yeah.
And you actually see this with Instacart because they do a little background check on you, and if you have a record, you can't be a shopper. So you see these people who are like their girlfriend or friend or somebody. They'll use their name, their mom, whatever. But it's really this you know, person that shouldn't be doing it. And I've seen that happen many times. And it's the same kind of thing. I think I'm talking to a little old lady or some sweet young girl, and then this like big dude comes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common. And supposedly Instacart has measures in place to keep this from happening. So I think there, again, you're going to have, you know, people are going to go, well, where were your measures? You know, you're supposed to,
They're
supposed to take pictures of themselves doing the shopping periodically. There's these little prompts to do that.
Yeah.
So who was watching to see if this was really Merle doing the shopping?
Apparently,
you know, I think they probably will recover something.
I think you're right. And Biggie told me he's an Instacart fan as well and said just what you just said, that this happens all the time.
They're operating tag teams.
They're either tag team or it's just a different person. So a guy, what you're saying to me is more sinister. He can't pass a background check, so he uses his sister's name, his mother's name, his girlfriend's
Merle.
Name. And Merle.
Oh, yeah.
And then he does. Yeah. I don't like that. Plus, my wife said this. Now, is it okay for a guy to just come up on your porch who has a gun and he doesn't have permission to be there? I mean, she should recover because of that. Basically what you just said, right?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have permission to be there. He was trespassing, and she's suing both him individually, which I'm sure he doesn't have anything to get, but she's suing Instacart, more importantly, for, you know, negligent hiring, retention, supervision, misrepresentation, all kinds of stuff.
Well,
is it against the law for any driver to, what if someone is a licensed
gun carrier?
Can they operate for Instacart while they're carrying?
No, Instacart has a rule against that. You cannot be armed.
Okay.
Well, what about just discharging a firearm?
I mean, right there.
I don't know if she lives in Charlotte proper. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's out in the county, but still.
Right. I mean,
he might. Well, police decided not to. I mean, they said, look, he was calling 911. He mm-hmm. says the dogs were attacking. What are we going to do? We can't prove otherwise because your Ring camera was broken.
Mm-hmm.
So the police didn't press any criminal charges. But you're right. If she was in the city limits, there's usually a discharging a firearm within the city limits ordinance that they would have at least gotten him on.
Right. So the civil case, though, will go against him. And Dave and I are firmly on her side.
Absolutely. She's right all day long.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly right. That's exactly.
exactly
right. Thank you very much.
And it doesn't bring back Oliver.
No, unfortunately, it doesn't.
No.
Boy, you know what my wife says? If an Instacart driver came with a gun at our dog, she'd, A, throw her body in front of the dog. She'll take the bullet like a Secret Service agent. And B, if she's unsuccessful, or even if she is successful, she would hunt down that driver and kill him in cold blood. Her words,
also
not
believable.
Her words, not mine.
Illegal.
She's going to crush at CrimeCon.
Oh, my God. She's looking forward to CrimeCon like you wouldn't
believe. That's coming up.
It's at the end of the month. She's like buzzing
excited
around there right now like you wouldn't believe, ready for CrimeCon.
I wanted to go with her. I'm really bummed I couldn't go with her. If I didn't have a senior graduating high school at that time, I would be there.
Well, next year you'll go together.
Next year, that's right.
Now she's ready to go on the CrimeCon cruise, which is also a thing. You know, she's ready to do that too. There is an interesting case too involving a personalized license plate in Ohio. And we've had a few of these before, but in Ohio, the division, the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, has rejected a license plate that a man wants. The plate is F46 space LGB. And they looked at it for a while and thought, well, what does this mean here? And they have determined it means F, like the F word, 46, meaning President Joe Biden, who is the 46th president of the United States. And LGB would be Let's Go Brandon, which is a way of saying F46, basically. But Jeff Wanzer says, no, that's not the case. I have personal reasons for wanting this license plate. And they said, what are they? And he said, I'm not willing to share.
It could be my initials. I don't know.
Are personal.
You have no idea why I want this.
My lucky numbers.
And I will not tell you. Right?
I will not tell you. And it is not obscene. So others, by the way, that have been approved have been FDT, which would be F Donald Trump. IH8GOP, I hate GOP, Republicans, and they've rejected others like FUTRMP. So it's his lawyer is saying there's a sliding scale on what goes in and what goes out. Any chance he wins this, Lisa?
You know, the courts have said over and over again that the state has the right to, because it's a state item. You know, it has the state information on it. It's made by the state, sold by the state. And that they have a right to regulate obscenity on there.
Yeah.
And so anytime they suspect that that meaning is F you something, you know, they're going to stop that. Now, there have been a few that got by. Mm-hmm. I think the FDT ended up getting recalled after they figured it out. Mm-hmm. These people kind of have a hard job because people get really slick about how to, yeah. and the slang changes and stuff. And I read that they literally are sitting around looking through the Urban Dictionary trying to understand what yes. some of this stuff means.
Yes. I don't know. You know, Dave and I said, if I saw F46 space LGB, I wouldn't even think that was a personalized plate.
No.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't have caught that.
No, me neither.
Or I would think it was lesbian, gay, bi.
Lesbian, gay, bi.
Oh, yeah, there you go. LGBT. Yeah, it's an LGBTQ.
Cool.
Thing. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Sure.
Maybe yeah. maybe that is what
maybe
it,
that is
maybe
it.
That's what
it, he he's not saying
he won't say
it's none of your business.
No, it's not.
He's full of it, though. You know he's full of it. He's busy.
Yeah, he knows yeah. what it is.
I followed you around for 38 miles trying to figure out your play. I just wanted to say what's up.
So you think obviously he's going to lose because every court says the state can decide, correct?
Yeah, they can decide. I mean, you know, if he could show that they're really inconsistent about it, mm-hmm. then maybe. But I think they just, every once in a while, they just miss one, you know, yeah. because, but they're getting pretty sharp about the FU thing.
Yeah.
This is not quite political, but I think this, I don't think this happened in Ohio, but I saw a woman had a, she had a license plate personalized, mm-hmm. but I believe the state wanted to recall it because, and hers said F cancer.
I saw that too. She won. She won.
She was able to keep it.
She kept at least through the first round. I saw that same story, and it, yeah, that was it.
Which is a common slogan. Cancer. You'll see that on shirts.
Yeah,
you'll see that on buttons.
Yeah. And she had beaten cancer, and mm-hmm. so she said F cancer. Yeah. Why do you think they let that one pass? And do you think Ohio would let it pass since they're obviously trying to?
I mean, the F is the same,
right?
Yeah, I think the cancer lady has a little bit, you know, more of a sympathy factor there. Maybe why they let her keep it, but. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, technically, that's the problem is that, and it's not Ohio that we're talking about, but these states should be consistent in their application of these rules. And if they're not, then that actually does open them up to some vulnerability.
I don't believe F cancer should have gotten through either, because the F is the same. Now we're all, you know, nobody's pro cancer, but the F just can't be there because we know what it stands for.
You can put it on your shirt.
People do. Yeah, I was invited to Dave Aiken's surprise birthday party from a woman that had the F word written out on her shirt 12 times, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It was like, have a great effing day or something like written over and over, or F you very much. That's what yeah. it said. Dave knows her.
And is she your fixer?
She could be my fixer.
Listen, she stopped me on the street. PI. I was walking with my daughter and she goes, oh my God, you know Dave Aiken. I said, I do. She goes, we're having a birthday party for him next week and get in here and you're invited. And I was like, oh man, I can't wait. Now, obviously, I was not going to go.
Yeah. And just staring at her chest.
And I was staring at her chest because it was like, it said,
F, which is not a bad thing.
No, it said, F you very much, up from her collar to her waist. It said, F you very much.
Oh, it was like the thank you bag.
Yes, yes.
On the side of a thank you bag. Yes. But it was.
I was partially offended. I was offended. And my daughter, who was about 9, said, did that shirt? I said, it did. Let's move on. Let's move on.
We didn't just pretend we didn't see it.
She's a hoot.
My daughter said, how's the party? I said, I will not be going to that party.
But you know,
it's not a party. It is a debauch.
I will be talking to Dave Aiken about his friends.
I will. And Biggie told her later. She told Biggie, Chris Kelly's coming. And Biggie said, he's lying to you. He's not coming. Which was absolutely true. Yes.
He goes to Lisa's parties.
That's right. I'll go. That's right. I'll go to Lisa's party.
Right on.
I'll put on a yellow suit.
I'll put on a yellow suit and I will go to Lisa's party. I will dress up for a Halloween party for Lisa. I am not going to a party for Dave from a woman that said F you very much to her chest. I was offended.
But you'll be the man in the yellow hat.
I will be the man. I was the man in the yellow hat.
I love that. I love that.
Lisa was the over the hill Hooters girl.
Yes.
God, I love Halloween. I cannot wait for Halloween.
Oh, they were dragging and sagging.
You were dragging and sagging that night. There is one more story today. This is about a vehicle as well. A man in Eatonville, Washington, watched as his truck was stolen. He actually runs, I believe he runs a used car lot, and he got out of his truck quickly and left it running, and somebody jumped in and took his truck. So he got in another vehicle and chased after the guy. And now he is being charged for chasing
the car owner.
Yeah, the car owner is being charged because it was a long high-speed chase. Police got involved, of course. He's talking about it and said, look, I mean, it's just so brazen. I had to go after him.
It is very hopeless. They're getting so comfortable that, you know, normally you think that you're going to get your truck stolen in the middle of the night or something, but being at 3 o'clock and it's a sunny day and there's kids walking down the street, seeing somebody jump into the truck and take off, it's crazy. I thought he was going to kill somebody out of the way he was driving. Am I going to be next again? Is somebody going to come back again tomorrow and do this to us? So, especially in the middle of the day. You know, it's like they're not afraid of doing this.
So what do you think, Lisa? I mean, he's in the wrong. You can't go chasing somebody on a high-speed chase, right?
Right, yeah. He's totally in the wrong. He was charged with a misdemeanor, and you just can't do that. I mean, Washington State, they've passed some pretty strict laws about no police chase. And he was actually charged with reckless driving, which is a serious misdemeanor for your traffic, you know, your insurance and all that kind of stuff. But the no chase rule, you know, is unless there was a violent crime just committed or a sex crime just committed, then they can chase. But, you know, they basically just don't want to chase over theft. And that's because a lot of innocent people get hurt when they do high speed chases. And studies have shown that they're more dangerous than they're worth. Mm-hmm. You know, that you just end up with deaths of bystanders, and that you can end up apprehending the suspect a different way.
Right.
And so so this guy, he basically, you know, took the law into his own hands, and he was like, well, if you're not going to chase him, I am. And, you know, then he put everybody at risk.
Right.
So, yeah, he's definitely violating the law. And they'll stick. I mean, it's going to stick. It's a misdemeanor, but
yeah.
It'll stick.
I mean, he's fighting it, but yeah.
He's mad.
He's not going to react.
I mean, I get it. I get being mad. I might have done the same thing because it's just a misdemeanor.
But if you're saying, but if I witness a sex crime or, you know, a murder, so should I chase? You know, because you say I can do that, right?
Well, the police can do that. I mean, but they don't really apply that to civilians. Okay. I don't think civilians are ever supposed to chase. You know that straw guy that sold you all that straw? When he came to my house, I chased him out of my neighborhood on a golf cart.
Chased him out of her neighborhood in a golf cart?
Lisa.
Yeah, I did.
Jeez, a golf cart.
What was your reaction? You hid in a closet.
I hid in a closet with a football helmet on and called Lisa.
Called Lisa.
But Lisa, gets
Lisa took out a 7-iron.
Yeah, that's right. Took him out.
And a golf
cart. That's right. I think Lisa has a sign that says, get your ass off my property. She's a little more.
Well, then I did tell him that, but then he went up to, he started going to a neighbor's house, and I was like, oh, hell no, you
know, you're not doing that either.
She said, do you remember that straw guy?
Can we get through one segment without the pine straw guy? Every week this happens. Every week.